Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about taxes, since, you know, we're going to get rich doing these $20 challenges. If you know, you know. Stay tuned. Okay, so for most of us, taxes will not be a concern yet, right? They don't become a huge concern really until you start earning larger amounts of capital in the market. But it is important to have an idea of how it works. I mean, the more money you earn, the more you'll want to know how to protect it. There's nothing wrong with paying taxes, especially if you're earning a lot of money. But if you've lived in major cities like I have, then you know that sometimes our taxes don't go where they're supposed to all the time. When you become rich, a nice mix of taxes and philanthropic efforts from the money you protect will go further to making the world a better place. But for now, when you get your tax documents, it helps to bring it to a tax professional with a practical understanding of investing, not just someone who does income taxes all day. The professional who understands investments and has investments themselves, which is a key, they have their own investments, will be able to protect your profit in the long run. Now, I myself am not a tax professional. I actually bring my documents to a tax professional myself. He owns real estate, he owns businesses, so he understands how to do it. I'm just presenting this information to you because I love you and I want you to love you and protect your money. Okay, so the first thing is to consider when taxing or when talking about taxes and stocks are holding period, right? How long did you hold the position for before realizing profits? The important number here is 365. Did you hold the position for at least a year before realizing profits? If you don't know what realizing profits is, realizing profits means that, like, if you bought Apple stock for $100, and today it's $140. That means I have $40 in profit, but it hasn't been realized. The profit is just on paper. It's hypothetical because I haven't actually executed myself out of the position or exit the position. It becomes realized when you actually sell the stock and get the $40 profit in your portfolio. Now, what you need to know, profits realized after holding a stock for over a year is taxed less than profits realized under a year, right? That's long term is taxed less than short term. But why? To be honest, it really doesn't matter why. But if you have to know because you're itching and you'll be up all night, it's because it incentivizes investors to invest in a company for the long term that helps build the economy and not just investing for profits or what you call speculating. Right? You should know by now that when we buy stock, we're actually giving money to companies to use or trading our money for equity in their company. Now, you're probably wondering, like, what about dividends, right? What if we're not buying the stocks to sell it? What about the money we get from dividends? Dividends are taxed a little differently because we get paid that by the company after they get their earnings, after they get their profits. So that's going to be taxed on a separate law because they're earning profits. They're paying taxes on their profits, but they're also paying us. They're tax deducted. I think they get tax deductions for paying us. It's a whole thing, a loop-de-loop. But like I said, I'm not a tax professional. There are literally endless strategies with stock investing to account for like losses. What if you lose money? What if you lose money in the short term, but you make money in the long term? What if you lose money in the long term and make money in the short term? There's a lot of different things to consider. write-offs, right? What if you you have a computers and electricity and things that you write off things that aid in your trading or investing business? There's a different types of taxable, non-taxable accounts, trusts, funds, all this. I mean, there's so much, but we're just here to start, right? This is for beginners. We're just here to start. It's good that you know, after today, the difference between long-term capital gains and short-term capital gains, holding a stock or a position longer than a year before realizing profits. When you understand that, right, you get to make a better decision of what type of investor you want to be, or maybe what positions you want to enter and exit based on the tax implications of being in that position for over a year. That was a short one, but I think it's super important because a lot of people made a lot of money this year, and I want to make sure that we all are handling our business when it comes to taxes. You don't want to get any tax problems like I did. Now, if you have any questions, send a message to the community Discord and I'll respond. MarketAdventures.co is our website, and click on the community dropdown to get invited to the Discord. There are also a few blogs on there now, so give them the read. I'm expanding the amount of content I get out there because I'm assuming the more that I make, the more I might be able to help you, and it's all free. So if there's anything you want me to write about or put in this show, please send me a message on the website, in the Discord, wherever you want. If you want to send me some mail, Snap, whatever. Enjoy your weekend. Call somebody you haven't spoken to in a while and let them know that you love them. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.